Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I heard the funniest thing this morning. Katie was talking about the rain yesterday.
Yeah.
You sound just like my wife. It just destroys my hair.
It does. And you know, it takes a long time to get my hair straight. And I'm not about to mess it up with one trip outside while, you know, it's pouring rain.
The humidity is killing my roots.
It is. Like,
it's funny how you ladies are with your hair in the rain.
Well, again, like when it takes us this long to do it, the last thing we're going to do is go mess it up with one outing. That's why you see, like, people will go all out with, like, complete plastic covers on their hair.
I've seen little old ladies do that, you know, where they get in and out of the Buick for church.
Gosh, I can't imagine how harder it gets when you're older. Like, it must get even, I can't imagine. Yeah, I didn't go on my run yesterday.
And
you know how determined I am to keep my runs on this schedule. So that sounds
you're
weird,
all
right?
About your runs.
Better
yeah.
way to say that.
But constantly has the runs.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I go out on my 2-mile run. And yesterday I was not going to do it because I wasn't going to mess up my hair. So instead I got on the indoor exercise bike. So, you know, you make sacrifices for your hair.
How far did you go on the bike?
I just went for 30 minutes.
Not bad.
Yeah, I just go 30 minutes. And, you know, you actually gave me that bike.
Yeah.
And so there's 8 settings on it. 1 is the least strenuous. And then it goes all the way up to 8. And it gets harder and harder to pedal.
A lot of resistance.
So I go all the way. I go 2 minutes on each setting all the way up to 8.
Do you really?
And then I hold it. And then I come all the way back down.
Wow, good and for so, you. Thighs.
Yeah. Quadzilla over
leg
here.
Leg day.
I also heard something very funny when Katie said she doesn't have hand weights. But you want to tell everybody what you're using for, like, hand weights and resistance?
Because, I've got, like, my own little gym. I don't like to work out at my apartment's gym. So I have my exercise bike. I have my little stepper that I, you know, get my steps in right there in my living room. But then also instead of weight, I have just a laundry soap jug filled with water.
It's fantastic.
It's got
like
handle.
A kettlebell. It's
like
a kettlebell.
It's like a kettlebell.
Yeah,
it's
a kettlebell,
got the handle. And I know that it's heavy, you know.
I wonder what the weight of that is.
I have no idea.
It's probably going to be at least 5 pounds.
That's what I'm thinking. 5 to 10 pounds
at
least.
So you're getting jacked with some old fabric softener bottles.
I am, Some Purex laundry detergent.
Very nice.
It works.
Hey, why not?
Works,
why don't you
know?
Go down and use your gym at the place? You're paying for it.
I have never liked working out in front of people. It's just something that I can't get over. I've tried multiple times in my life, and I can't focus. Not only do I look at everybody else, but I'm just convinced they're all looking at me and I'm doing everything wrong, you know? And so I get in my head and then my workout's no longer enjoyable. I've got all these thoughts running around. Like, are my leggings see-through? People see my underwear, huh? Like, everyone is staring at my butt, my full-on underwear, granny panties galore. Like, I just, like, all of those things are running through my mind when I work out around people, so.
In case you missed it, one of the great stories about Katie working out is she was doing an incline bench or something, and your boob fell out.
Do you remember, like,
I can see where there'd be a little trauma attached to that.
Nothing good
when
happens
the boobie falls out.
When I work out in front of people, so I just have completely, you know, I've realized that, I've accepted it, and I've created my own little home
good for
gym
you.
With my laundry soap bottle.
Laundry soap bottles and tighter sports bras.
Yeah, or no bra. It's just me.
Hells to the yes.
Let them fly.
Speaking of that, my God, the amount of comments, including myself, not actually on social, but out loud, about J-Lo's latest gym pictures.
Yeah, she looks great.
Good God.
Yeah.
What is her secret?
Well, she's been a dancer her whole
I'm
life.
A dancer?
So there's that. I mean, she has kept her body in tip-top shape the entire time she's been in the public eye and probably even before.
Holy
like
cow.
She that is dedication right there. That's what that is. J-Lo spends a lot of time keeping her body looking like that.
She looks like she's 25 years old
she
still.
She looks amazing.
She's jacked, solid abs.
Yeah.
Great skin. People are commenting, you look stunning. You're
she
my
does.
Inspiration forever. You are a perfect goddess.
Wow.
Okay.
The and abs geez. Is all I want for summer. Love you, Jen.
Let's also point out the fact that J-Lo is Puerto Rican and...
ages like
wine. I'm in love with a Puerto Rican right now. I know exactly
they're tight.
Why people just absolutely adore them. And she is also, I think people forget, not only a mom, but J-Lo had twins. You remember J-Lo had twins,
she's also got a bazillion dollars and a chef and a trainer. And
I know she does, but she also puts in the work. Like, you look at J-Lo and it's like there are people who go to the doctor to look like that. And then there are people who spend hours in the gym and eat nothing but green things.
She looks great.
And that is what J-Lo does. So
she's banging still. She's got rock and pop. Good for you. I got to get me some yoga pants like she's got. I'll tell you that right now.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm.